Good evening, is everybody okay? Okay, good Baruch Hashem. Siman Tzadik Ches. We started this Seif, which really sounds... some of its halachas. It's about the kavana of Tefillah, what are the kavanas a person should have during davening Shemoneh Esrei. And we started yesterday a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Bottom line of the page. And Shulchan Aruch goes into greater details what is the ideal kavanas a person should have whilst the davening Shemoneh Esrei. And Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Have you got the right place? Yeah, bottom line of the page. It's Siman Tzadik Ches in Sif Aleph. We did about half of Sif Aleph. Should I quickly start from the beginning again of Sif Aleph? Should we start again from Sif Aleph? Okay, let's start from Sif Aleph again. Okay, Hamispalel, somebody who davened Shemoneh Esrei, Tzorich Shechav Beliboy, who should have Kavona in his heart, Perush Hamilas, the meaning of the words, the exact translation of the words, Shemoitzi Bisfosov, that he utters from his lips. V'yach Shoev, and he should think, Ilu Shechina connected, as if the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connected opposite him. V'yosir, and he should remove. Kalam Achshovois, all the thoughts. HaTordos Oysoi, that bother him. Ad, until Shetishoi Machshavtoi, until his thoughts remain, V'kavonos and his Kavonas, Zako, pure but philoso, based davening. V'yach Shoev, Kilu, and he should think as if, should think, if you're talking in front of a human king, a human royal, you should prepare your words, you have good intention of the words you are saying, in order not to make a mistake. In front of the king of all the kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who goes into the depth of all the thoughts. And now, fekach oyoisim, and so the earlier tzaddikim used to do as follows. Fekach oyoisim chesidim anshei maaseh. The earlier tzaddikim of previous generations used to do as follows. Shehoyu mispoidedim, they would go in seclusion. Umechavnim bat filosam, they used to seclude themselves. A mechavanim should such great kavonas, but philosom in the davening, ad until shoyimagiim they would reach leispashtus hagashmius, detachment from physicality, for leisgabrus and the empowerment, is that a word? The empower, hope the word? The isgabrus, the victory, the empower. Can you think of a good word? Hisgabrus, when you are more powerful. You'd be able to reign over the koyach hasichli. The koyach hasichli would go over with the seichel, would be miskaber on a person. So they would reach a detachment from gashmias, and the seichel would be reigning over their entire being. Ad until sheimegim koreiv, they would reach close lemalas anevuah. They would reach close to nevuah. Now, why this is mentioned Shulchan Aruch? I don't know. I don't think many of us can reach a level close to Nevuah in Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know about you, Rabbi Isai, but to be misplaced, the Spashtus Hagashmias, which is a concept quoted in many Sforim, the Spashtus Hagashmias, to detach yourself from the Gashmias, and just to be thinking about Ruchnias, until you reach a level of Nevuah, sounds like a very foreign concept to us. Shulchan Aruch says it. That's the ideal way I want to dive into Shemoneh Esrei to Hashem. Yeah.
Getting at the level close to Nevuah, is that at the time of the Mahaba or
it would appear. It would appear. I don't know. It would appear if the Shulchan Aruch wrote it that it's still core of the Nevuah. This level of being close to Nevuah would still be relevant. Time of Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Ve'im tovo eloi machshava acheres. Says the Shulchan Aruch the following. If a foreign thought would come into him, b'seichat fila, in davening, yishtoik, silence yourself, ad shetispat al hamachshava. Just be quiet. If you have got suddenly this thought came into you, You suddenly start thinking about the shares. You suddenly start thinking about a really important email. You suddenly really thought about an important meeting that is going to take place. Then, what should you do? Yishtoik, just be quiet. Stop. Until the thought disappears. And you should think thoughts which are going to make you humble, your heart humble. So you should think about thoughts that are going to make you feel humble and will direct you and will make you think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umechavnim oysel avishamayim, to direct you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Velo yachshev batvorim sheyesh bem kalus roish. Here you should not ponder about thoughts which are lightheadedness, which are not important. Ramor says, "Ve'yachshoiv," and you should think koydim atfila. Prior to davening, you should think meroyimus akel yisale. You should think about the greatness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Prior to Shemoneh Esrei, think about how great Hashem is, the Creator of the world. Think about Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how great He is, with all the creations throughout all the generations. Uveshifrus Adam, and at the same time, think about the humbleness of the nothingness of us, Shiflus Adam, how lowly creatures we are. So on the one hand, think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and about us on the other hand. And this is actually what he says, who is going to lead a person to a good Shemoneh Esrei. That's the key concept. Think about how great Hashem is, how powerful Hashem is, and how little we are. That's the key to a great Kavana. V'yosir kol tanugei ha'odom beliboy. And you should remove all the pleasures, physical pleasures from your heart. Right. Continued following this idea. A person is not allowed to kiss. Bono v'aktanim is young children in shul. Kidei likboya belibo, in order to fix in your heart, to establish in your heart. She'ein ava soy. She'ein ava. There is no love. There's no love like Hashem's love to us. Therefore, don't kiss your children in shul. What a Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. What a Shulchan Aruch. Isn't that quite unbelievable? So he says that great tzaddikim is to be able to reach a level close to Nevuah. Through Ispashtus Agashmius, until close to Nevuah in Shemoneh Esrei. He says if a person has bad thoughts, inappropriate thoughts, which are foreign thoughts in Shemoneh Esrei, just be quiet and try to remove them. You should think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the one hand, the littleness of ourselves on the other hand. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Rabbi Yisrael, how does that feel to you, the Shulchan Aruch?
Something to aim for,
that's right. Yeah.
Although most people...
It's very difficult. This is... Yeah, nowhere near that. But, yeah. But I think what is very reassuring and helpful is that Shulchan Aruch gives us a key. What is the main thought? What is the main thought we should have? One main thought is how great Hashem is, on the one hand, on the other hand, what little creatures we are. And if you think about that, that's the key element, the key component for good Shemoneh Esrei. He says not to kiss children in shul. What does that imply? Correct, correct. He says generally to Ramah added though, never mind Shemoneh Esrei. He says throughout the whole davening, don't kiss your children in shul. What does that imply? Obviously, that kids are encouraged to come to shul. Correct? Is that true? Which age group are we talking about over here? What age group are we talking about?
Up to
Bar Mitzvah. Up to Bar
Mitzvah?
Okay.
Ktanim.
Ktanim. Right. Do you think that it's always good to bring children to shul? No? What would be the general?
Sit or stand
next to the father. Beautiful. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, going into this very interesting topic. And I'm fully aware that the opinions about this. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah said as follows: Sifkot and Gimel, Bonav Aktanim. By the way, without going into Sifkot and Beis, Sifkot and Beis is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. I've never seen anything like that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis gives. Let me just read the first two lines, and you'll get the Sifkot and Beis says Yishtog. From Sefer Agan, Kosev, it's a Kabbalah Sefer called Sefer Agan. Said Levatel Machshava Rob Shasat Tefila. If you have middle of Shemona Esther and you've got bad thoughts and you can't concentrate, Yoyim Agimel Pa'omim PPP, who say three times PPP. And he says that he goes into a Skula, what you should say in order to have great Kavona. Mishnah Berurah says that maybe don't say that in middle of Shemona Esther, maybe say that before that. He gives very Segulas and ideas what you should do in order to get better Kavona. But I think, yeah, he gives another one, he said to hold. Ah, really? Really? That's interesting.
Yeah, but I've heard it as a from a Yiddish thing, not from a not from English. Yeah, yeah.
It's a Yiddish thing.
Yeah, I think so.
That's interesting. That's interesting. That's interesting. So I wonder if there's anything to do with it. But the Mishnah Berurah says that don't say it in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Say it beforehand, and. He says another school of lave of holding holding yourself and saying lave toir boroli elokim ruach nochen chadish bekirbi, another school of getting kavana. But I don't know if this is generally the common practice to say those schools. I think the most straightforward support to get kavana is to think about what the Ramah says, is to think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the littleness of ourselves. But the Mishnah Berurah does say if he is kulas, which is really interesting. Sifkot and Gimel, Bonav Aktanim, the young children. Be'shla, the Shla HaKadosh, Koyre Togra Lamevim Yilodim Beis HaKnesses. Mishnah Berurah said the name of the Shla, that he was screaming against people who brought little children to shul. Don't bring young children to shul. Behainu, this is referring to Ketanim Shadayim Regi Lechinuch. It's talking about children who have not reached age of Chinuch. Mitam, for the reason, Keilodim, the children, Mesachakim, they play, Humirakdim, Beis HaKnesses, they play and they dance in shul. Humechalim Ketushas Beis HaKnesses, and they will make the holiness of the Ketush of the shul, they'll make it, they'll profane the holiness, what's that? That very good. Thank you very much. That's great. The Kedusha of the shul. The gam also mevalbim dasam ispalim. If you bring really young children to shul, they'll be driving adults. They'll take away the kavana of the adults. Void kam ki additionally ki azikenu leyosiru min ogam horash and ischachnu bealdusam. If you bring children too young to shul, they can't sit and they can't daven and they're just playing around and dancing around. They think that's what shul is all about. They think that's what shul is all about. And they'll never be able to grow out of it. So don't bring them too young to shul, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because they'll never grow out of it. Lishtagea, to play up, or levazos kedusha besakneses. So make avok shegiyo lechinuch, but when they're old enough to reach the age of chinuch, adrab, on the contrary, yavienu itoi levesakneses, bring them to shul once they reach the age of chinuch. And teach them appropriate midas, leisha be'em oviro, to sit in fear and appropriately in shul. Ve'lo yanichano, and do not leave him, lo zuz mimkoimoi. Don't let them leave you. Stay, leave your children right next to you. Ve'zarezeu lano is omen. Make sure he replies omen. Ve'kadosh ketusha. Ein shav b'sofin yintfilu v'kiasa teure. He finishes off quoting the Tanna Belio, who says a great punishment of somebody who lets his son play up and do inappropriate behavior in shul. What a Mishnah Berurah. What Mishnah Berurah says, don't bring your children when they're too young to shul. For two reasons. First of all, they're going to disturb people. They're going to play up. And second of all, for their own sake, they're just going to get used to being silly in shul. But when they reach the age of chinuch, which is, I suppose, every child a bit different, what age do you think that is?
Depends on the child,
absolutely. Depends clearly on the child. When he's just old enough to come to shul, sit nicely, be quiet, and sit next to his father appropriately, then once he reaches that age, of course bring him, bringing him, let him sit next to you and make sure he davens nicely and says amen nicely. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. There are other approaches I'm aware of, I think, that others hold otherwise, but it's clear what Mishnah Berurah holds. Have you heard of other shittas? I think it's other shittas as well, I think, but that's clearly what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Save base. Lo yispalel, don't daven mokum sheish dovo shemevatel kavonosoi. Don't daven in a place that is anything there which is cancelling your kavona. For lo yibeshoa mevateles kavonosoi. And don't daven at the time that you cannot have kavona. Ve'achshav nowadays, enon nizorim bekolze. We can't be careful about it. We can't be makbit on this. Mipnei she'enon mechavnim bekolkach betfile. Because we anyway don't have great kavona. So Mishnah Berurah's case, the Mishnah Berurah's Sifkot and Dalet brings a scenario. Kigon sheikh ha'chodosh shemriach v'chai gavna. Don't go in a place that there is a strong smell. Not a bad smell, beer. Have I said, do you like the smell of beer? Yeah, you like beer? You don't like beer? You like beer? Not so much? Pardon? Occasionally, better whiskey, right? Much better. So beer has a smell. It's not a particularly strong smell, but there's a bit of a smell to it. So if you're davening in that kind of place that there's a smell, it's not also to daven it. It's not like we've learned about other smells that you're not allowed to daven. Beer is not a smell that really prohibits you from davening there. It's not also to daven with a smell, but it's going to distract you to some extent, whether you like it or you don't like the beer, but it's going to disturb you to some extent. So don't daven there. Try to find another place. Similarly, also, Sifkot Nehem Mishnah Berurah says, "Kegoyin she'ein datu mishevus olav meizet tzar or ikas ometoyer chadech." If you're really angry at somebody, you're really bothered. If you're just coming from a heated conversation with a colleague or your mother-in-law, whatever it may be, don't go from a tense conversation. You're angry. You're not comfortable. Don't go straight into a tefillah, into a davening. You're not going to be able to daven properly. You're going to be your thoughts are going to carry you, and you're not going to be able to concentrate properly. What should you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, admittedly, sometimes you haven't got an option, but at least you should know that's not the ideal way of davening. If you can delay, there's a lot of minyan later on in half an hour, so go for that if you can avoid it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, good, good. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel as follows: Yispala dech tachnunim. We should daven shmona esed dech tachnunim in a way of asking Hashem kerosh, like a poor person, like a beggar, hamevakeish, who seeks bePesach. He seeks in the bePesach. He goes from door to door. He's asking Hashem, please help me with nachas and with nachas, slowly, appropriately, like a beggar. We are asking like beggars Hashem for help. And he shouldn't look like a burden. Daven slowly, daven calmly, and don't rush it as if it's a burden on you. No, don't, as if you're trying to putter yourself from it. Daven, I'm a vakish bePesach, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mevakish rachamim al atzmoi. And Mishnah Berurah finishes off the Sifkot and Ches by saying, "V'yosim eliboy, you should put in your heart, she'en biyat shum nivra. There is no creation in this world. Malach oy mazal koychav. There's no angel. There's no mazal. There's no stars. Lemalo she'losoy, who can fulfill a person's need. Kim b'ritzoyne yisbach, only Hashem's request." It's interesting because sometimes you have people going to Kvorim, which Mishnah Berurah earlier mentioned, we're going to Kvorim. When you go to a kever, if it's your ancestors, or it's a great tzaddik, there is no koyach of anybody, of anything, to do anything. It's only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam koyach. We never daven to a malach, we never daven to a nifta, we never daven to any. It's just we ask Hashem, we beg Hashem to take into consideration the nifta's mitzvahs, or our connection to the nifta. But there's no malach, no creation, no nothing that can actually do anything. It's only Hashem who has. A bracha, the way it works, according to many, it's a good question. Why don't we go to a tzaddik for a bracha?
He asked for us.
Absolutely correct. I had the chutzpah once of asking a tzaddik. So apparently the way it works, and if I'm not mistaken, Reb Chaim also writes that it's a tefillah. So just like since we understand that a tzaddik's tefillah is a better tefillah than our tefillah, So therefore, when he says, it's a tefillah to Hashem. Tzadikim haven't got koyach per se, intrinsic koyach. It's just because Hashem listens to their tefillahs more than to. Does that make sense? Right. Yeah, we should daven mamash like a poor person who has got nothing else. Siv Dalet teaches us the following halacha: Hatfilu b'mokum korban. The tefillah is like a korban. Therefore, loch lekach tzorich leizosh et dukmas a korban bekavona. It needs to be to some extent like a korban. For lo ye'orev bo machshava acheres. Try to ensure there is no foreign thoughts in your shmoyne esser. K'moy machshava sheposeles bekotchim. We know that when a person brought a korban, he had to do it with proper kavona. Machshava, when he brought a korban, it has to be for its right purpose. If a person would have wrong thoughts when he brought a korban, the korban would potentially be posel. Says Shulchan Aruch, like a korban, so also the Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is tefillah b'makom korban. So like when you brought a korban, you need to have no machshavos, which would pass to the carbon. Similarly, also, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you need to daven Shemoneh Esrei without machshavas. I want to add something to that, Rabbi Yisrael. May I share with you a thought? Rabbi Yisrael, I don't know what you think about this. If you think about particularly long and short Shemoneh Esreis, the length of a Shemoneh Esrei, what do you think about it? What's your thoughts about it? Long, short, Shemoneh Esreis. Very long, very short. I'm asking because of this Shulchan Aruch over here.
Comfortable.
Absolutely. Relative. Absolutely correct. It's relative. Good. I want to say that a good Shemoneh Esreis is not necessarily a long Shemoneh Esreis. Like a long Shemoneh Esreis is not necessarily a good Shemoneh Esreis. Let me explain. Some Gdolim were very makbit to daven Shemoneh Esreis quite fast. I actually witnessed one of the mamash Gdolim who daven Shemoneh Esreis very, very, mamash quite fast. One of the Ger Rebbe's Zichron Livrach was reported that you couldn't even catch up. We don't know all the Cheshbonos of great Tzaddikim. But one thing is clear. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that if somebody has thoughts which are not related to Shemoneh Esrei, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's like a korban, it's posel, machshava zoes. So Shemoneh Esrei also is damaged by machshavos which have nothing to do with Shemoneh Esrei. Consequently, if a person davens to the point, perish hamilah is proper, and he davens quite fast, that could be a better Shemoneh Esrei, he's not damaged by machshava zoes. So just because the person davens a very long Shemoneh Esrei and halfway through he thinks about all the businesses that went throughout the day and through the last week and what he tends to do, what he's going to do, shopping list up and down, it might be a long Shemoneh Esrei, but it's not necessarily a very good Shemoneh Esrei. Does that make sense? And this is very much what the Shulchan Aruch says over here, and that machshavos could ruin Shemoneh Esrei. What else do we learn from a korban? Omer, the Shemoneh Esrei needs to be still standing. Tumid avoide like avoide. Fikvios mokoim also. So like about. So in other words, like a korban, require the person to stand. Similarly, also. Indeed, Shemoneh Esrei you need to stand and carry on the Shulchan Aruch. Kvius mokoim k'moy korbanos. Also, when you a korban also had a specific fixed place when you brought the korban. So similarly, also asked by Shemoneh Esrei, we need to. And did he have a fixed place for Shemoneh Esrei? Shekol echot kaviyah mekoymoy lishchitosoy v'matn domoy. Like by korban, the process of korban, a person had a specific place. Similarly, with Shemoneh Esrei, you need to have a regular place. Shuliyochu tzdovo levenu lekiyah. There shouldn't be a separation between himself and the wall. To meet a korban, like a korban. Shachtzitza poseles benu lekli. Then when a person would bring a korban, there would be no chatzitza between himself and the vessel. He had to actually hold the vessel. So similarly also, just like the hand to the kli must have no chatzitza, so also, similarly, ideally a person should stand just before a wall, not to have chatzitza, but it's not ma'akev, as we learned previously. And continues Shulchan Aruch, are you makpid on this one? It is appropriate a person who have special garments. Miyuchadim, specific, that's for davening. Do you have a special suit for Shemoneh Esrei? for davening, you put on a special suit. He said it's appropriate to do that. K'moy bigde kohanim, like the clothing. Do you have something special for davening? K'moy bigde kohanim, like a kohen's garments. Elo, the kohen also they have special garments when he bought the avoda. Elo only she'ain kol adam yochel levaz b'zal. Nobody's got financial means for that. Nobody's got enough money for that. Mikol mokem, nevertheless, toiv hu, it is right. Shelo michnasayim yuchodim letfila. It is right that people should have michnasayim yuchodim letfila mishum lekiyas. At least the trousers, if the trousers get particularly dirty, say you work in the fields, and your trousers are particularly muddy and dirty, and then you should ensure to change them to have decent trousers for davening. But otherwise, it's proper, but it's proper, but if somebody can't afford it, to have special clothes, it doesn't matter. And finally, see if, hey, al yachshoy, a person should not think. A person shouldn't think that it is only right that Kodesh Bochu listens to my tefillah. Kevan shekivanti betfilos. You don't think, oh, that was a good Shemana Esser. Oh, have davened good. That was a real good one. Hope everybody saw me. If somebody don't think that, wow, this was a real good one. Now Hashem is meant to listen to me. Ki adrab, on the contrary, ze maskir avoynoisav shel adam. If you're particularly proud of Shemana Esser, then a person should, a person, on the contrary, it's no good. Particularly a person is proud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at a person's avoynos. Shalidei kach mefash b'shin b'mais v'loim v'betuach u'b'schiyoy sov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at, what, he's so proud of his tefillah? Is he taka that great? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is taka that good? Let me investigate, Hashem. Let me see. Is he really worthy that his tefillahs are listened to? So don't be so proud, because you're going to ask for trouble. Ella, on the contrary, Yachshoiv, Shiyasa Kodesh Bochu, Bechazdoiv, Yema Belibershin, to trust HaKodesh Bochu's Nisim, Chesed, not Nisim, Chesed, HaKodesh Bochu's kindness, Yema Belibershin, should say to his heart, Miani, who am I? Dal Venivze, I'm just a bit of nothing. I'm a nothing. Levakesh Melech Malchim Lochim Kodesh Bochu. Who am I to ask Hashem anything? Who am I already? Who am I already that I can ask Hashem anything? Who am I? I know that I'm not worth much. I know. But maybe Hashem is going to really do something, because Hashem is so kind. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so kind. Kodesh Baruch Hu is so kind to all of us. Maybe Hashem is going to help us. But don't trust your tefillah. Don't say, my tefillah was really the ultimate tefillah, and rely on that. You can't do that. It's not the right approach. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned that the Groys and Neviim, Big Tzadikim, the way they did the Shemana Esser, they managed to reach the level close to Nevuah. Close to Nevuah. We learned that a person, if he has got suddenly his mind, come a million things come into his mind, he should try to push them away. He should think about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and about how little he is. A person should not kiss his children in shul. We spoke about generally bringing children to shul. A person, if they're too young, don't bring them at all, and if they because it's bad chinuch for them, and also it disturbs others. Once they reach the age of chinuch, then it is good to bring them, make them sit next to you, make sure they behave, they listen, they say amen, and that's very nice. Siv Beis tells us that don't daven. If you can avoid davening, when you've got a million things in your mind, you're angry, you're upset, or there's a smell bothering you, don't daven, wait for the next minion. We learned that a person should daven, approach should be like a poor beggar asking Hashem for anything. That's the right approach. Don't make it as if you have to daven, because that you're going to pat yourself. That's the wrong way approach to daven. We learned that tefillah is like korban, and therefore there's various comparisons. One, he should be done with kavana, and there should be no machshavos in the middle of, like a korban has a psul with a machshava in the middle of a korban. So similarly also Shemana Esser becomes possible if there's machshavas in the middle. We learned also that you need to stand like by a korban, fixed place like a korban, and also ideally there should be no chatzitza between you and the wall, but that's not ma'akev. Shulchan Aruch says if you can afford nice clothes for davening, it's nice if you can afford it. If you can't afford it, it doesn't matter. See, Fei tells us, don't assume that your tefillah is so great. Don't assume your tefillah is so amazing, because because then you're going to be asking for trouble. Hashem is going to investigate your Shemana Esser. He's going to investigate you generally, and that's no good. Rather, ask Hashem, please listen. Please, Hashem, you're so full of chesed. Maybe you'll be able to, but I don't deserve anything. And he meets Hashem with all his kavonas. Hashem will listen to our tefillahs.